USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The House of Representatives joins the Senate in approving legislation that would temporarily end the partial government shutdown. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says he hopes there's never a repeat of this situation.
I hope the experience of the last 35 days has taught us that we should never repeat this exercise of shutting down government again.
But a shutdown could occur again February 15th if a bipartisan conference committee can't come up with an agreement for border security and the president's demand for a barrier.
As Commander-in-Chief, my highest priority is the defense of our great country. We cannot surrender operational control over the nation's borders to foreign cartels, traffickers, and smugglers.
Around 800,000 federal workers missed their second paycheck this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Former Trump campaign advisor Roger Stone, arrested early Friday and appearing in federal court, says he'll fight the charges against him.
I will plead not guilty to these charges. I will defeat them in court. I believe this is a politically motivated investigation.
Stone faces 7 counts, including witness tampering, obstruction of an official proceeding, and 5 counts of false statements. He was indicted Thursday as part of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling and potential collusion with Trump campaign associates. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has named a former diplomatic official from the Reagan and Bush administrations to help handle the political crisis in Venezuela.
I am incredibly excited to announce that a seasoned, principled, and tough-minded foreign policy veterans are joining our State Department team. Elliot Abrams is coming aboard to lead our efforts on Venezuela.
Tensions between the U.S. and Venezuela swelled in recent days as Washington recognized the opposition leader and president of Venezuela's National Assembly as interim president. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A CNN reporter who was briefly banned from the White House has a book coming soon. And USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The network's chief White House correspondent, Jim Acosta, who has frequently clashed with President Trump and members of his administration, has a book coming out on June 11th that's titled The Enemy of the People, A Dangerous Time to Tell the Truth in America. It's reportedly about the Trump White House and its relationship with the news media. The publisher, Harper Imprint of HarperCollins, says the book will include, quote, never-before-revealed stories of this White House's rejection of truth while laying out the stakes for how Trump's hostility towards facts poses an unprecedented threat to our democracy. Again, that's a quote from the publisher's statement about the Acosta book. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A meeting of the NATO-Russia Council in Brussels on Friday broke up without agreement between Moscow and the NATO's 29 member countries. Russia has said it will not comply with the February 2nd deadline to destroy a nuclear-capable missile banned under a decades-old agreement. NATO's Secretary General says NATO hopes that Russia will adhere to the treaty once again.
Russia did not indicate any willingness to change their position, but Russia still has an opportunity to come back into compliance, and we call on Russia to use that opportunity.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.